The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The government of all kingdoms is on his shoulders. There is no power that can stand before him. Sometimes he can pretend as if he's not around. But that is just a tactical action. Your God is a living God. I say your God is a living God. Your God is a living God. He will never fail you. He has never failed you. Very soon, he will reveal himself unto you. And you understand that he is a living God. Put your hands together again for the Lord. And please, you may take to your seats. This morning, once again, I welcome each and every one of you to this special day. That in the Assemblies of God organization has been set up to appreciate our pastor and pastors.
I was Assemblies of God.
It is a prophetic day. And I want to thank the Lord for your lives. For making yourself available. I especially welcome those who are watching us on Facebook and then Podbean. May the Lord bless you for your time. In fact, I want to specially say that God should really bless this church because of the way we live together as a family and the sacrifices we make. In fact, as I speak to you, last week has been one of the most busiest weeks in our lives. After everything, there was a wedding on Friday. And on Saturday, some of us, in fact, after the wedding on Friday, some of us set off to Jakubu in the Ashanti region to go and mourn with our brother who was burying the father. Some left on Thursday. Some also left on Friday night. I think the last person left on Friday. Because there is no way you could make it to that funeral on Saturday. And as I speak to you, some people have come directly from that place to church. Some are also at Achimota right now. On the way from Jakubu to come to church.
Sorry.
Some of us arrived last night. Some arrived midnight. You know, when you belong to such a church, you are secured.
Oh, Bible.
You are secured.
Oh, Bible.
And that is why I want to challenge all of us. This church, we live as a family. Don't separate yourself. Some of you are in the habit of separating yourself as if nothing concerns you. People are watching. When it comes to social things, I leave the members to decide where they want to go. As for me as a pastor, it is my duty. When you are born, I will name you. When you die, I will be the last to send you off. The pastor is the first to welcome you into the world. The pastor is the last to send you off. So as for us, we are there for all the time. Whether you are attending people's function or not, the pastor will attend yours. If no one comes, the pastor will come. But when it comes to doing it for each other, that one is NCNC.
No contribution,
no contribution. No
job.
So those of you who are in the habit of not attending people's funerals, weddings, people are watching. Before we go into the word of God, yesterday was one of the busiest days. While some of us were at Jakubu, another program was going on where four of our brethren graduated from the lay workers' course. Now it is called Christian Workers' Course. When you want to do ministry, that is the starting point. And even with this one, you can start doing something with it. And I've decided to begin to help people to identify their ministries. So 2 years ago, we sent four of them. And then last year, another group has entered. Those who went 2 years ago, they've graduated yesterday as lay workers. And I want to mention their names
so
that with me to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 27, and Isaiah
46:10.
Whilst we write the text, I want to read
Isaiah
chapter 14, verse 27. For the Lord Almighty has purposed, and who can thwart him? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? Let me start from verse 26. This is the plan determined for the whole world. This is the hand stretched out over all nations. For the Lord Almighty has purposed, and who can thwart him? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 46.
Isaiah 46.
Verse 10. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. Amen.
Amen.
God's purpose for your life will stand. And God will do what he
pleases.
This morning, I share with you on the theme, positioning yourself for God's purpose in critical times. Positioning yourself for God's purpose in critical times. times. You see, we are in critical times, but critical times are God's times. Sometimes he himself creates critical times. It is in critical times that God draws our attention to himself. It is in critical times that God's nature is defined. It is in critical times that God manifests his glory. Nations can go through critical times. Individuals can go through critical times. Families can go through critical times. I was looking for the meaning of the word critical. It is very important that we go back to our hard copy dictionaries, Advanced Learners Dictionary, Longman English Dictionary for Contact. Please keep those dictionaries and stop going online. I nearly got confused this morning.
And obey.
Because I thought I was getting late. And so I wanted the meaning of the word critical online. Yes, I'm an Englishman. I like English. I like to use English words. And I know the meaning of the word critical. But the meaning that was being given to me online, I said no. I don't trust this meaning. The word critical is more than this. So I pull out my Longman Dictionary of Contemporary English. I have a lot of hard copy English dictionaries.
Oxford.
And others. I have them. The one of them is Longman Dictionary of Contemporary English. And this dictionary gives 7 meanings to the word critical. Number 1, the word critical means, according to this dictionary, it means criticizing somebody or something, making unpalatable comments about something or somebody. So that's the first meaning of critical. Being critical. Madam Dorcas, you just arrived, eh? Yes, let's clap for her. She is just arriving from
Yakubu.
You see the sacrifice? Some of you will not go to anywhere. You are hiding. When it comes to your tent, even angels will hide. You don't want to sacrifice for anybody. You are only for yourself. So we are looking at the meaning of the word critical. We say critical, the first meaning is that criticizing somebody or something, making unpalatable comments. The second meaning is when something is important. That is something that is critical, is very important. Because what happens in the future depends on that thing. Let's clap for him. That's a good interpretation. See, these are the meanings of the word critical. The third meaning is serious or worrying. A critical time or situation is a serious and worrying because things might suddenly become worse. Another meaning for critical is an illness. When the person becomes so ill that the person might die, we say the person is in a critical condition. The fifth meaning of critical, according to this dictionary, is making judgments. Being careful in judgment. Being very careful that what you are going to judge is correct. Then another meaning for the word critical is in arts and literature. That is, people who criticize those who perform arts, those who act films, theaters, and books so that the best can come out of them. My definition is based on the second and third.
Amen.
Amen. It's based on the second and third definition. And what does it say? The second definition is the word critical means something that is very important because what happens in the future depends on it. And the third definition is a critical time or situation is serious and worrying because things might suddenly become much worse. Let me just put it simply. That the word critical means difficult. A difficult and a worrying situation. A difficult and a worrying situation. A situation that demands a divine intervention. Otherwise, the worst could happen. It is in this sense I am using the word critical. As I began, the first statement I made is that the whole world is in a critical situation. The whole continent can be in critical situation. An individual can be in critical situation. But you see, I also say that sometimes critical situations can be orchestrated by God himself. Even though we ourselves, by our own weakness and mistakes, can put and wrong decisions and choices can put ourselves in critical situations. God can allow or permit or even initiate critical situations. Why? Because critical moments defines God. Critical moments define God in the sense of his nature and character. Critical moments also manifest God's glory. For instance, when Abraham was asked to offer Isaac, in Genesis chapter 22, verse
8.
In Genesis chapter
22,
verse 8. When Isaac and the father were on their way going to Moriah, and Isaac asked, here we have the fire. Here we have the wood. Here we have the knife. But where is the lamp? Then Abraham said, Jehovah
Jireh.
God will provide. Beloved, today when we read these stories, we read them, they mean something. They don't even tickle us. But I tell you, in these days, what this situation was to Abraham, you have no idea. It was a critical moment for
Abraham.
It was a difficult time for Abraham. That your only son, God is taking him away from you. But Abraham was a prophet. And he said, God will provide. Even though he doesn't know how. So you see, in this critical situation, indeed, when Abraham was about to kill Isaac, he heard the voice of the Lord. Touch not the child. For now I know that you fear me. That was when Abraham got to know another side of God, which he never knew. And when he turned, there was a lamp kept in on a tree. I mean, tied to a tree, a bush. There was nothing there when they got there. The place was a bare ground. It was on the rocky ground, mountainous ground. But by the time Abraham will turn, a tree has grown with a lamb tied on it. A tree has grown with a lamb tied on it. A tree has grown with a lamb tied on it. That was when Abraham got to know that there is another side of God. So he called God Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides in critical times. Listen to me. In your critical time, I say God will provide. In your critical times, I say your God will provide. In critical times, God will reveal himself as Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are several instances in the Bible where God has manifested himself in a critical time. Again, in Genesis chapter 16, verse 13, Genesis 16,
13,
when Hagar was running away from Sarah, because after she became pregnant, she started misbehaving against the mistress, the madam of the house. So the mistress also started maltreating her. So Sarah decided to run away one day.
Hagar.
Thank you. He didn't inform Abraham and Sarah that she was running away. She was just going. And on the way, she met an angel. And the angel asked her, "Where are you going?" She said, "My madam is maltreating me, so I am
leaving."
And the angel said, "Go back and submit." You know how the angel appeared? Hagar was shocked. So she called God, Jehovah El Roy, the God who sees. That, so even here to God saw me. So Hagar gave the name of God, the God who sees. Jehovah El Roy. Look, God sees all your troubles. He sees what is going on in your heart. He sees your thoughts. He sees your actions. He sees your sacrifices. He sees the things you do. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, when old age was catching up with Abraham, when he was 99 years old, and yet God's promises had not manifested.
99
years.
Hey!
99 years. Look, it's not easy to walk with God. You need to die. You need to die to your feelings. You need to die to the world around you. You need to die to what you hear. You need to die to what you see. Otherwise, you can't walk with God. Because the reality was staring at Abraham. The reality was staring at Abraham. Old age was staring at Abraham. And God showed up and said, "Abraham,
I see Abraham.
I am El Shaddai.
Mini El Shaddai.
I am El Shaddai.
Mini El Shaddai.
I am God Almighty.
Mini nyame otwedi ampo.
When it comes to me,
na se eba me
age is irrelevant. I say age is irrelevant. Abraham, you are 99 years old.
Abraham, when you said do kron kron.
But your age is irrelevant. Whatever I have purpose to do, your age is irrelevant. Your age cannot stop me from doing what I have purpose to do. The challenge of your age, the challenge in which you find yourself, cannot stop my purpose. I am El Shaddai." So you see, there God manifested himself in that critical moment as El Shaddai. You see, in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7 to 24. 1 Kings 17:7-24. I preached about this some few weeks ago. When did I talk about this? Okay, some few weeks. When I was talking about the supernatural, I think I used this woman, the widow of Zarephath.
Yes, Zarephath. Oba Krafo, no.
This widow was in a critical situation. There was famine in the land. And this widow was gathering sticks to go and prepare the last meal so that she and the son will eat and die. It was a critical moment for the widow. It was during that time that God commanded her because he wanted to bless her. God wanted to reveal another side of him to that woman. So he commanded the woman that my prophet is coming. Whatever you have, the last thing you have, give it to
him.
But you see, the woman pretended that she didn't hear. And God also spoke to Elijah that go to
Zarephath.
I have commanded a widow to feed you. So when the man of God got to Zarephath and met the woman at the outskirts of the town gathering sticks, Elijah already knew. So when he asked the woman, get me water, and the woman was going for the water, and said, woman, come back. The truth of the matter is that it's not only water I need. I need food. I believe the woman would have said, if this man is a true man of God, he would have known who he is speaking to. How can God do such a thing? What kind of God would take the last meal of a widow? I haven't heard some before. I haven't seen some before. This might be some of the thoughts in the woman's head. But the man of God encouraged the widow.
He
said, go and do it for me first. For there is a word, a promise that is attached to this action. That as long as you live, your house will never lack food. Your generation will never lack food. And the Bible says, the widow obeyed and went and did that. And truly, the word of God came to pass. Here, the widow expressed obedience. She demonstrated faith. And the word of God came to pass. This was a critical moment. But it was in this critical moment that God revealed himself to the widow. May the Lord reveal himself to you.
Amen.
I said, may the Lord reveal himself to you.
Amen.
In critical moment, may you see the glory of God.
Amen.
In critical moment, may you see the glory of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible is full of several examples. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 37.
Okay,
let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 17. Let's look at verse 24. Let's clap for Ellen. She's also just arriving from Jakubu.
They just landed.
They just arrived in a car. They didn't go by air. In the car from Jakubu. You see the sacrifices people are making. Some of you wouldn't come to church. Many people are not. They are not in church today because it's pastor's appreciation.
Because
they feel they are going to collect all their money. Or because they don't have. My God. May you mature to a certain level.
Amen.
Kay. Oh no. That is baby level. Baby.
Mofra.
You see, that is why God is not blessing us. Let me tell you. It takes spiritual maturity for you to enjoy some blessings. Is anyone here who has a car? Any type of car at all? Now let's come to Mercedes Benz. Or BMW. Or a four-wheel drive. And you will give the the keys to your 8-year-old son or daughter?
Will you,
8 years old, will you give it to him? Will you allow him to sit behind the steering wheel? Why? 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 He's not mature. He will kill himself. The same way it is. Some blessings can only come to you after you have matured spiritually. Some doors can only open for you after you have matured spiritually. I remember those days in my former church. When it is pastor's appreciation, when it is a harvest, I will go to Malam and carry concrete. To come and appreciate my pastor.
Now they are betray and so
I am so happy that I am also giving something. I am, look, my stomach will be the joy that I have also sown something to the man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, when I say some of those, many people are sitting, they don't believe it.
And that's a
what pains me is that I don't have any picture of those days. I don't have any picture. Because actually, in those days, I didn't want people to see me that I was doing those things. But if I had taken pictures, like by now, people will not doubt me. You see, in verse 24, after all that has happened, you see, the widow still didn't believe that what Elijah was saying was true. But you see, the son died. And when the son was brought back to life, see, then the woman said to Elijah, now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth. Now I know that you are the man of God. Now I know. I want to show you the difference between this widow and the next woman. For the next woman, the Shunammite woman, in 2 Kings chapter 4,
2
Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 37, the Shunammite woman, age was also catching up with her. The husband was old. She was very rich. But they had no children. This was a critical moment for her. But this woman, she discerned that Elisha was a man of God. She took the initiative. She didn't wait for God to tell her what to do. She herself took the initiative. Because she knew. She had discerned that this man who always passes by is a man of God. This is the difference between this woman and the widow. The widow was commanded. But the Shunammite woman discerned and acted on her convictions, on her revelation, on her faith. She took a personal initiative. Elisha did not ask for it. The man of God did not ask for it. She took a personal initiative. And what happened? There was a visitation. Her age-old problem.
She had
decided to accept it as a cross.
Why not you say obedia to me say na say no?
But when she encountered the man of God,
the
Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 41, he who receives a prophet will receive the prophet's reward. He will receive a man of God, a true man of God. Receive the grace that that man of God carries. And what is the grace of the man of God? Breakthroughs. Open doors. Resurrection. Revival. Ushering into another level. Shifts. To levels. Change of levels. Listen to me. There are four ways that you must give to a man of God. Listen to these four ways. This morning, I was telling my wife something. The Holy Spirit just spoke to me. We arrived last night from Jakobu.
If Jakobu be do anajo, no anajo.
And they gave us light off.
If be doing so, Omo do miyan kania.
Our generator was not working.
Na niya miyan kania nso enye juma.
Because the guy who is working on it hasn't finished.
Niya oye enye juma nso Oma be ye ye.
So we slept in the night.
Enti eda na isumu. Eda isumu.
When we arrived, they prepared something that she came to call me. What I said, please, me, I want to sleep. Especially because of the light off, I am annoyed. I want to sleep.
I'm not coming out there.
We have a generator and it's not working. How? Don't come and wake me up. Don't come and wake me up. And I slept. By the time I woke up,
sorry, no.
The light was on.
Na can you number?
Around 3 a.m.
Ben no me sa.
And I had to go and start preparing.
God said
something to me this morning. Listen to me carefully. God said to me that prayer never fails. Prayer can be kept on hold.
Na ebeti me sumo and I bet my sense ho.
Until you position yourself well. Until you prepare yourself. Until you mature. Hey! Let me tell you. Every prayer you are praying, which has not come to pass, is still waiting. I say it's still waiting. Your prayer will never fail. The prayer is waiting for you to position yourself well. For you to mature. Maybe for you to forgive somebody. Maybe for you to take a step of faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before I come to four ways of giving to the man of God. Listen to me, church. In this critical moment, listen to this. Critical moments do not just manifest God's presence. It is not automatic. That in critical moments, God will manifest himself. It is not automatic. That critical moments will manifest the nature of God. It is not automatic. Listen to me. For God to define his nature in your critical moment. For God to manifest himself in your critical moment. Number one, it depends on the following. Number one, your obedience. The obedience you express in critical moments. Maybe in critical moment, God is giving you an instruction. Number two, the faith we demonstrate in critical moments. The faith we demonstrate. The actions of faith. We demonstrate in critical moments. Number three, the sacrifices we make in critical moments. These are the things that will cause God to manifest himself in critical moments. God doesn't just manifest in critical moments. In critical moments, God is ready to show himself. When the Israelites were crying in Egypt, and then God found Moses. Go and tell Pharaoh. Tell my people. Let my people go. Tell Pharaoh. Let my people go. When Moses goes to Pharaoh, Pharaoh will say, who is that God? I won't let them go. Then Pharaoh will increase the suffering. Pharaoh will increase the suffering in the life of the Israelites. Then they will be crying. And then God will be smiling. God will be smiling. Let me tell you. God is smiling at your crying. He's smiling at the beatings you are receiving. God is smiling at you. God is smiling on your delay. God is smiling at people who are treating you badly. Do you know why God is smiling? Do you know why God is smiling? He's going to manifest his purpose. He's going to manifest his purpose. He's going to manifest his nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But for that to happen, there is some faith actions you must do. There are some obedience that you must express. There are some sacrifices you must make. So in every critical situation, just ask God. God, what should I do?
And then I'm here.
What are you teaching me?
And then I'll teach them.
What should I do?
And then I'm here.
Recently,
and
I heard that one of our churches somewhere was pulled down. And immediately when I saw the thing, people were cursing the man who did that. How do you destroy God's church? How do you pull down God's church? Then I started asking God questions. Then the Lord said to me, nothing will happen to that man who pulled down that church. Because I want to manifest my glory. I want to teach that church a lesson. I want to teach those people something about me. So I just use that man. Or even if it's the devil who used that man, I allow it to happen. Look. Anytime you are faced with a situation, when your boyfriend tells you from today, we are ending everything. I end everything with you. Lift up your hands before him and begin to worship God. Begin to sing songs of praises. Begin to glorify God. But you see, the reason why some of you cannot do that is because you are already living in sin with him. You are already fornicating. So why do you have the energy and to raise your hand? When you you raise those hands, the devil will tell you, bring them down. Bring these defiling hands down. Who are you to raise the hands? That is why you are not able to do that. That's why you are not able to do that. But if you really know that you are not living in sin, you have not started sinning with me, you lift up your hands and begin to sing before him. Or if it's unfold, you begin to sing the songs, hallelujah. I give up God all the glory. And your boyfriend will ask, you are giving God the glory? Say yes. I must give God the glory. Because God is going to manifest himself. God is going to show himself strong to you and to me. The two of us will live. I will marry and bring forth. I will go far. You will see it. I will also see it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look, let me tell you, I've experienced 1 million broken hearts. But do you know what they have done to me? Every broken heart has pushed me closer to God. It has changed my prayer life. It has increased my prayer life. Sometimes somebody you trust with your heart, the person who just leave the church.
Oh no, if you are sorry anymore.
Ah. What has happened?
And then I see.
They will not give you any tangible reason. Sometimes they start telling you lies. Myself, my wife, were thinking, who do we leave this church for?
Then
a young man's name came. We started praying about it. Exactly 3 months. Something happened between that young man and a friend. Finally, the young man left the church. It wasn't that one, was not a broken heart to me. But then I asked God, why did you point this young man to us? And yet, this young man has acted like this. We never told him. We're just watching him. Listen to me. Look, God has some plans for you, eh? He hasn't told you yet. He's only watching you. So behave. I say behave. I say behave. Behave yourself. Because you don't know the plans God has for you. But you see,
and so here.
So these three things, the manifestation of God in your critical moments, depends on the obedience you express. I am repeating them. The obedience you express, the faith you demonstrate, the sacrifices you make in critical moments, some steps you take in critical moments. I told somebody, when you pray, you organize a program and the devil is attacking it. Continue. When you give, and the devil attacks you.
No, but some teacher also.
Continue. Don't stop. Any good step you take, and the devil gets angry. Don't stop it. Continue it. It means that is where your breakthrough is. Continue and frustrate the devil. Never stop. And you will see the glory of God. Let me tell you the four ways to give to a man of God.
Quickly.
Quickly.
I'm
ending. Because I'm tired. The four ways to give to a man of God or a woman of God. To be blessed. It's not every giving you give to a man of God that you are blessed. Or a woman of God that you are blessed. No. Remember the Bible says that a farmer was spreading seed and some fell by the roadside. And what happened to them? Birds did what? Pick them. So there are some things you do. Eh? Demons pick them. They don't manifest anything.
Go
and drop corn seed on a tire road. Will it germinate?
No.
Will it germinate?
No.
The Bible also says that the same farmer, some of the seeds, they also landed on rock.
Some
of them also landed in thorn. This tells you what happens to the gifts we give. In fact, one of the pastors here directed his friend to me. I must confess this.
For
anytime I see that man, I get angry. Because what he told the pastor, and the pastor told me, was different from what he came to do. My pastor told me, this man said he need a mature, experienced pastor to talk to.
So
I thought he was coming for counseling. Immediately, I don't know, maybe when he came and saw the project, he thought we have money. Immediately, he sat down.
He said,
I need money. I need
1,000
CDs. Somebody just sent me 1,000 CDs on my Momo.
That
was what annoyed me. How did he know that I have 1,000 CDs on my
Momo?
So I became confused. Pastor Prince didn't tell me that the friend is coming for money. He told me the friend is coming to see for counseling. So in anger, I said, what is your number? I momo it back to him. Look, anytime I see that man, I get angry. I get angry. There are some giving you give and you get angry. I don't know whether that one will produce any result. But that one, I give it as a sacrifice. I am always watching him. When we go to meeting, he's running to come and collect. Hey, don't come.
Thank you.
Maybe after collecting my thing, you come and tell me another thing. I don't want that. There are four ways you give to a man of God. Number one, you give to the office. Or the call on the man of God. You are giving to the office, whether he's a pastor, he's a prophet, he's an apostle, he's an evangelist or a teacher. So you are giving to that office. That one, not to the person, so you are giving to him because of the office. I am not saying that bring that money to my office. The man is an office. He's a pastor. So you are giving to him as a pastor. pastor. You are giving to him as a prophet. You are giving to him as a teacher. You are giving to him as an apostle. You are giving to him as an evangelist. So you are giving into the call. That is your motive. It brings great blessings. That is what we see in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 and 41. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will. You see, this word prophet in the New Testament, people are just using this title to make themselves rich. As if prophets are greater than pastors or other ministers. It is not true. It's not so. This is talking about a man of God who speaks under inspiration. Who is the voice of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People know that they can make it quick when they take the title prophet. So everybody is calling himself prophet. So you give to the office. Number two. You are sowing into his ministry. That is the anointing he carries. That is the grace he carries. So you are sowing into his ministry. Into the anointing, into the grace. Number three. You give to him as a person. Oh, pastor is my friend.
I
just like him.
Oh, me panasem keke.
That's all.
And wow.
So you are giving to him as a person.
Oh, the man say you nipenti, onipanti.
Yes.
And wow.
As a person.
So you nipa.
Just like
him. Oh, panasem. Oh, you nipa. When he jene ho. Oh, panas asa. Oh, the man say nam senti.
You see, the Shunammite woman.
Aye, Shunammite mami no.
And the widow of Zarephath.
And Okranfo.
All their giving fell in these categories.
Omo oma na etito sa kwan we subi.
Then the last way of giving. To a man of God, woman of God to be blessed. You give to him as a command. As you have been commanded. In fact, this one, your heart doesn't need to be in it. You just have to obey. You may not even like the person. But you are obeying a command.
Look,
even the office. You may not even like the person. But because of who he is. Because of the office. I remember when the Lord commanded me in 2008 to pay my first fruit. To my spiritual father. I say, how? I bind this voice in Jesus' name. I curse this voice in the name of Jesus. Devil, never speak to me again. Get out. I didn't like the man. Because the treatment I received from him. My money shouldn't go to him. Then the Lord spoke. I use him to prepare you. I use him to prepare you. You can never write your history without him. He is your covering. There are certain things he has suffered. Those things should have come to you. But as your spiritual covering, he received them. Some of the accidents he has suffered, some of the deaths in his life, they are because of you. I said, wow.
I say, yay.
From that day, I changed my mind about my spiritual father. Every year since 2008, we prepare our first fruit. And we go and give it to him. Sometimes I make the church to take an offering.
We did it.
He will say, kneel down. He will pour oil on us.
Myself and my wife.
Those days I go with my associate pastor. Once I've gone with my associate pastor. Especially when the church's offering is involved. So that he will see that the church's offering, I didn't chop it. Beloved, we want to pray. Listen to me.
Montie me.
I really appreciate this church.
Neni so asafuyi pa.
For the love that you have shown to us.
Ewo odra manda nedi atreye.
In fact,
no kreni say.
Those days I used to mention people's name.
When we
were in the wooden structure. Oh, this person did it. But I didn't know that we have devil children in the church. I thought everybody who is laughing with you is correct. I never knew that some people, when they show you their teeth, they are telling you that,
wait and see.
I am waiting to bite you. Until when I started realizing that some people are around you, they don't even like those testimonies. So I stopped. I don't mention people's names again. But I can tell you, many of you here, you have really been our backbone. You have given us your shoulder to stand on
or to
lean on. Many of us have made your shoulders available to us. Financial shoulders, economic shoulders, other shoulders. When we went to this Jakubu,
Jakubu.
We slept over in Kumasi.
Yeko da Kumasi.
And continue.
Ane etu aso ade etu aso.
I mean, oh, you can see.
Utimihu.
People are just doing things.
Nipa aye niema.
Let me tell you.
Mami kancho.
Nothing you have done for us.
Bibi no awaya maya.
Will go waste.
Ebe ko kwa.
There is a harvest waiting for you. I said, there is a harvest waiting for you. Some of you, you have taken it upon yourself to supply our home with food staff. Periodically. Some it is weekly. Some it is monthly. Some of you pay first fruit directly to me. At least 40 people here pay first fruit. I'm talking about real first fruit. I'm not talking about when somebody comes to book 50 cities, say my first fruit. I look at them and say, do you understand what first fruit is? You come here with 50, you see, do you know what first fruit is? If you don't understand something, don't do it.
Don't
come and mock God. Some will never do it. They will never do it because the devil is sitting on them not to do it. So they will never do it. They are in prison. But may the devil release you.
Amen.
Everything you are doing here, the choir that sang, the bouncemen, the ushers, you are helping us. I am telling you, you are helping us. It's all part of the ministry. Some of you encourage us. I want us to rise up right now. We just want to pray. For the anointing.
Emma Emosra.
You see, listen to me.
But I'm not here, Asafo.
We came to this church.
Yeah, but Asafo, we mo.
With poverty.
Any ohia pa.
Myself and my wife.
Ani ni yere.
We came to this church.
Yeah, but Asafo, we mo.
With nothing.
Na ye ine hwe.
And we came and met people who had nothing.
Yeah, but me share profusa. Wo ni hwe.
I am telling you.
Me can you cry
chira o. In fact, that was the main problem I had.
When you or how bad.
With the young men in the church at that time.
I am right. Who I was
and some of the people. Because they said I am over ambitious.
I said,
I am talking too big.
Look
at poor women. Look at only students. But listen, church. Poverty doesn't leave you. In fact,
the crack.
Everybody listen to me. There is one demon God cannot cast out. The demon of poverty. No anointing can cast out poverty. I am telling you, no anointing can cast out poverty. But it is you yourself. You must get yourself out of poverty. At my wife. I said, so are we going to stay like this? Hey!
Hey!
Always begging for food. Begging over everything.
Yes,
look at the church. For 3 months, the church couldn't pay me. They laid out the Anthony, the Dickens, and the rest. They had to contribute to pay me. Deliverance was a powerful church. The former pastor was an evangel, charismatic, great man of God. Great man of God. But some dirty storm blew in the church and the church scattered. And things came all. That was the situation we came about.
When it be I babe share.
We decided to start doing something.
Yeah.
The first thing we did, the sin of that they did to us at North Kanishi Assembly of God on 27th March 1994. We used it to make a wooden pulpit. And 20 folded chairs, wooden chairs. We didn't take a person out of it. That was how we started. We started investing to the church.
If you see
to lift the image of the church. To break the power of poverty. Only that the Anthony the late, he had a car.
Now, yeah, Papa, that the Anthony when you baby call, no one know what I'm saying was happening. What I'm saying.
1963 Peugeot.
The
youth who push the car after church, this road here.
Now,
they will push it to the top. They will push it down here. They will push it again. They will push your head to get to them to make bang, bang, boom. Fire will come. So, when it is announcement time, all the youth, they are standing at the gate. Immediately they give announcement, they run away. Because of the late Daddy Anthony's car. So one day I told Daddy Anthony, because of your car, the youth are no longer stay in church. Change your car. Today.
And then they.
What do you see?
And then the
look at the car park.
Yeah, baby, I
go down here and see cars
park. It
takes sacrifice.
It
takes endurance.
And it's a
it takes faithfulness. It takes obedience. Stay on power. A pastor came here and said, if you stay here, you will die.
I saw people catch him say, how do you turn out?
Today, day that pastor wants me to take him on as his associate.
And that day, dear, I had Daniel, you know, over 7 months, my baby, today.
Some people have visited us and they won't come again.
Now, every man, best friend, I almost my happy.
Because the place was dirty.
I had not had a fee.
We had no hope.
Now, you did it as Obia.
Church.
Asafo.
Thank God for how far He has brought you. Just tell the Lord. I want you to talk to God. Just tell God. Thank God for how far He has brought you. Say, Lord, I thank you for how far you have brought
me. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for how far, oh God. We celebrate you, Lord. We glorify your name, oh Lord. We say you are God, you are King, Almighty, the Great I Am, oh Lord. We thank you because you are God. You are able to do all things. It is by your grace, oh Lord, that you have come this far. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. You are so wonderful. You are so great, O Lord. You are so excellent, O Lord. Jesus, we lift your name high.
Bless the Lord for how far He has brought you. Bless the Lord.
Shrenyami, shrenyami. Wobebi adu abedu. Shrenyami, shrenyami.
Thank the Lord for how far He has brought this church.
Shrenyami, ase. Ewo pepe. So dia sabu isu abedu.
Especially.
Nititu.
Those who were here from the beginning,
who
knew the genesis of this church, you can tell the story, you can tell the history, you can testify that God has been faithful.
Oh yes, Lord, we thank you, Jesus.
Le berekete salorokete le makotara baba le breskerekete. Lord, we thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You have glorified your name, Lord. We adore you, we magnify you. We celebrate you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you are waiting to be rescued. You are waiting to be rescued. You are waiting to be rescued.
God will change your situation.
Amen.
I said, God will change your situation.
Amen.
Listen to me. I said, God will change your situation.
Amen.
You see, when I give this history, there are people here who know what I'm saying. Look, anytime we come to church evening service, we will get them 11:30, 12 midnight. Because the only place to pass is through second. We will walk to Big Farm Station, pick a truck to second. We will be in the queue.
For
North Kadeshi, Father Matrotro.
Look,
there is a place to start.
There
is something to endure. There is a process. There is a process. Deliverance didn't have toilets. We didn't have toilets. So when something is happening to you, when there is an emergency, when you make mistake and you eat okro and drink palm wine on top, the houses around, they are at our mercy. Yes. We didn't have toilets. Listen to me.
What do you mean?
You see, that is why I don't want to associate with this modern youth. A modern prophet who they want to make it quick. They don't want to suffer anything. They don't want to go through anything. Who tells you? Have you seen any pregnancy maturing within a day?
Now, one who said,
tell me, have you seen any pregnancy maturing within 1 month? Have you seen any pregnancy maturing within 1 month? There is a time, there is a season. There is a process. You just see me today, you want to become like me overnight?
Hey!
Yes. I might have spent 30 years. You should not spend 30 years. But you should spend some time. Not 30 years. But definitely, you must go through some process. That's why I've stopped associating with some of these young prophets and some of these young people. Because they come and within this thing, they want to be like you. They want to be like you. Overnight. It doesn't work that way. No, I don't believe in that. I'm telling you, I don't believe in that. Enoch wanted to drive car long time. I wasn't minding him. I said, never try. Don't touch. I don't treat my children like no. Go through the process. Go through the process. Because in the process, there are lessons. In the process, there are trainings. In the process, there are messages. In the process, your character is built. You are working with somebody, a madam. Very soon you start envying your madam.
You
look at how much she's paying you, how much she's making, and how much she's giving you. You begin to compare yourself.
Now they want to. Obi, hey.
Do you know what has brought the person that far? You have no idea. Look, your faithfulness over there, God is marking you. God is marking you. How faithful you become there will determine how far you can go. Whether the person is watching you or not.
So here we are.
Look at what I said. This young man, he didn't know that the mind we had for him. We were deciding, this man can take over from us. Let's just watch him. You don't know what God is watching. I am saying this for you to know that your situation will change.
Mama,
Do you know why? It's because God's purpose will stand. I say God's purpose will stand. Look, your situation will change. That door will open. I say that door will open. You will enter that door. I say you will enter that door. Whoever thought that a caterpillar will hit this road. This road. Whoever thought. The former assemblyman. When I was angry with him. I said, you people will vote for you. He said, this road will never be done. I said, this road will be done. You will never occupy that position again. This road will be done. You will never occupy that position again. The former one, not the current one. And God raised the current one. And he has become like an angel for us. Listen to me. The angel that will manifest for your situation will change. That angel will manifest. I said that angel will manifest. Look at the project. We haven't taken load. Had it not been the road that delayed the flow. Like by now, you see windows fixed, air conditioning fixed at the top. Everything has been paid for. That side we are finished. We have only left with something small here, and then we roof it. Listen to me. I see many weddings being celebrated out there. I see many testimonies being celebrated out there. I see many babies being dedicated out there. Look. I say your situation is changing.
Amen.
I say your situation is changing.
Amen.
I say your situation is changing.
Amen.
I say your testimony is coming.
Amen.
It is manifesting.
Amen.
No power can stop it.
Jesus.
Look, you will travel.
Amen.
You will enter that country.
Amen.
The gates of that country will be lifted.
Amen.
The gates of that country will be open.
Amen.
The gates of marriage will be open.
Amen.
The gates of healing will be open.
Amen.
It's a matter of time. I say it's a matter of time. Let people keep gossiping about you. Let them keep gossiping about you. The more they gossip about you, the richer your testimony will become. The richer your testimony will become. Let men continue to disappoint you. The more they disappoint you, the glorious your testimony. 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 Look, when we finish this project, I am going to invite everybody I know who has been in Deliverance Assemblies of God before. I will invite them all to come. And then we worship together. I will invite the former pastor. Even though I did not take over from him. No, he didn't hand over to me. But his family are still here. But he didn't hand over to me. I took over from his associate. I didn't come to meet him here. But somebody started something. And I came to continue. And God has used me to take it to another level. It wasn't like this.
And he said,
but something was there.
Now,
I said something was there.
Now,
something was there.
Now,
in the same way.
Oh,
that that the person by you. Watch me well.
Please
watch me well. And gossip about me well. Gossip about me. Gossip about me. Gossip about me. Say things. Say things to people about me. Gossip. Gossip well. Gossip well. Because very soon, your gossip is going to turn into a testimony. Your gossip about me is going to turn into a testimony. Your gossip is going to turn into a testimony. Your gossip, your negative things about me will turn into a testimony. Your gossip will turn into a testimony. Your gossip will turn into a testimony. Look, look, let people gossip about you. Look, gossip is painful. When people say things that are not true about you, it's painful. Let them say it. Because the more they are saying it, the more God is coming closer to you. The more God is coming closer. He's coming closer. He's coming closer. He's coming closer. By you. Say, my brother, my sister, I don't know your heart. Whether you love me or you don't. Whether you hate me or you not. Whether you gossip about me or not. But let me tell you, whatever you do against me, behind me, if there is anything, it will never change God's purpose. It will never change God's purpose. It will never change God's purpose. It will rather come with a testimony. Say, my neighbor, gossip more. Talk more about me. Because the more you are talking, my testimony is coming closer. 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 My testimony is coming closer.
Oh, my God. Libro Kata. Rekete Lebosi. Maka Nabasiata.
Look.
Chair.
2022 will be a great year. December 2022. We will celebrate our crossover out there. Look, that dream will work. I say your dream will work. Your expectation will come to pass. Shakarikata. Libratakos Lakretos Katana. One of our brothers who left here many years ago. Who said it can't be possible? One day I had a knock on my door. He walking. He said, Pastor,
I said,
I greet you.
Me
I said, wow.
I said, oh.
He just said, Pastor,
I said, Asafo,
you are a mystery.
Oh, yeah, and he does it.
You are a mystery.
Oh, yeah,
you are a mystery.
Oh, yeah,
do you know?
Unim.
I believe he wants to say,
Unim.
You are a wonder.
Oh, yeah, one, one. Oh, yeah,
listen
one,
to
one.
Me. Tell your person by you.
Very soon,
you are going to say, I am a wonder. I am a wonder.
I am a wonder.
I am a wonder.
I am a wonder.
I am a wonder.
I am a wonder.
I say you are a wonder. Today, you are leaving this place with signs and wonders anointing. 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 With signs and wonders anointing.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.